We hear a lot about the development in downtown Phoenix these days, and Old Town Scottsdale has long been a place to see and be seen. But what about Old Town Peoria? Haven't heard of that? Well, that's changing. The West Valley City's Council has big plans for the area near Grand Avenue and Washington Street, and the show's Lauren Gilger is here to talk about this. Lauren, what do they have in mind?
So the Peoria City Council just approved an initial land acquisition to buy three parcels near 83rd Avenue in Washington, where right now there are old boarded-up buildings just sitting empty. So the plan is to clear those lots and then work with private developers to redevelop the area.
What do they want this redevelopment to look like?
Well, it could look like anything. I went down to Old Town Peoria to see it, and I met Andy Granger. Andy's the city engineer for Peoria, and he's helping to plan this initiative with the city council. He says they envision it as a mixed-use kind of development, but in the end, it's not entirely up to them.
Maybe restaurants, it may be an ice cream shop. We're not sure, but it's probably going to be driven by the market. We don't want to have a franchise here. We want it to be an authentic area where it's a destination for people to come back.
Granger says they've tried to redevelop this area before using public money to build public infrastructure like their community center, but now they want to try a different approach.
We've taken the next step to try and redevelop this area by purchasing private properties that we'll work with developers on to rebuild these properties and try and revitalize this area to hopefully spur growth around this block, as well as not only just on this block, but around this block also.
Well, how long do they think it'll take this all to get going?
So it's already starting. I also visited Lucidity Distillery in Old Town Peoria. It opened up just a few months ago in the city's old fire station, and the city sees it as the spark that could help spur more growth.
Can we go take a look?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the back of the Lucidity Distillery, behind the tasting room and a locked door,
it's all locked down like this.
Gotcha.
There are hundreds of bottles of dark and clear liquor in neat rows.
So what you're looking at now is a three-year-old Canadian whiskey, and you're also looking at our forcible entry vodka, which is our flagship product.
The walls are decorated with firefighters' uniforms, an American flag made out of fire hoses, and the words Fire Station Number 1 painted in white. But this wasn't the way Chris Lucidity had originally planned to decorate his first distillery.
Well, we were going to tell our story. Technically, I'm a fifth-generation distiller, but from day one when we started demo, the firefighters started showing up. And we realized that their story was not only more important than ours, but it's their building.
The building was built in 1921 as a movie theater. Then in 1954, he says it became the city's fire station.
It was our only fire station in all of Peoria. But then Peoria didn't extend up to Lake Pleasant at that time either.
Peoria City Councilwoman Vicki Hunt taught at Peoria High School for almost two decades and has been involved with the Historical Society for years. The fire station moved in 2006, and the building sat empty for almost a decade.
The city had been using it for storage.
But Hunt says they knew the building was important to the city and its history.
We always said that we would preserve this building because of its uniqueness and the stories associated from the people who do still live around here and who remember it.
So last year, the city made a deal with Lucidity, and the fire station turned distillery was born.
You know, when I originally sat down at a council meeting, I said this is not an if you build it, they will come scenario. That was in February of 15. I was dead wrong. We have food trucks down here every Friday, 4,000 to 5,000 people. They closed down Washington Street.
And Hunt says that success has given the city the spark they needed in Old Town.
What we hope is that this will be the flagship for more people to say, well, look, they did it and it's crowded all the time. We can do it too.
But their distillery is only one part of a three-legged stool, according to Lucidity.
You need, you know, the drink's great, but you also need food. So we need a restaurant down here. And then you need entertainment.
But he thinks all of that is coming.
I kind of hate the word, and I'm kind of a hypocrite for using it, but I think we can do something unique over here. Just the way that Grand intersects, the proximity to the 101, you got the Coyotes, hopefully, staying where they're at, and then even further down the road, you got the Cardinals. Now you got a casino that just popped up. You know, there's things happening over here, and I don't see a lot of roadblocks anymore. The barriers to entry are low.
Chris Lucidity also told me he's purchased other properties in the area and has big plans for them. And the city says the next step is to have a study done to figure out what development in Old Town Peoria should look like, from streetscapes to what kind of architecture they want to adopt.
That's a lot to keep our eyes on. That's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Mark.